Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. We're also streaming live on YouTube. You can join the fun, you can join the chat, and you can join the people that don't understand that I was just busting chops when I was making fun of the morning show, not playing my clip. It's great to say that we're going to be in Wildwood on Friday. And yeah, the guest that I wasn't sure if they announced, it was Jack Sobiech. He will be there in person with us on Friday as well, Posobiec. And that's good because he's a phenomenal speaker. So you've got Scott Pressler, Matt Rooney, Mike Donahue. I'll be there. And you've got Jack and you've got Benny Johnson. And most importantly, you've got Jack Cittarelli. He will be there as well. You've got Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who will be there. A bunch of other great speakers, too. It's going to be a wonderful day and a lot of fun and good camaraderie. And really, honestly, probably the first time we've all had a chance to get together since Charlie Kirk's assassination, because I don't think we've had another big event like this. I mean, this event is probably going to break records. I think Rooney told me the other day that we have over 1,000 people signed up already to go to the event in Wildwood on Friday. 1,000 people. That's amazing. And I have to tell you, that's the kind of thing, in all the years I've been in politics, I've never seen that before. I've never seen that kind of enthusiasm. I've never seen that kind of coming together. And if you're not in New Jersey, in other words, if you live in PA or Delaware, Maryland, wherever, and we have people, we'd love to have you. You don't have to just be a Jersey person to come, a New Jerseyan to come to the event. We'd love to have you no matter where you're coming from. Because it's about camaraderie, and it's about being together, and it's about enjoying each other's company. And there's a specialness about that, especially, I think, in the wake of Charlie's assassination. We are going to do a moment to honor him. Cliff Maloney, who was one of Charlie's best friends, our buddy from PA Chase. He's going to be doing the memorial for Charlie. So we'd love to have you join us. Just go to 1210wphg.com and sign up so that you can attend the event on Friday. So we got to make sure the security's tight and everything. But I'm excited. I really am. And I'm grateful that for everyone who's coming to join us. I hope to get a chance to say hello. We got a nice spot. We'll be broadcasting from 3 to 7 p.m. Lots of people jumping on the air with us throughout the day. Justin will be there. And we'll have you'll see the amusement park will be in the background. So you'll see the roller coaster be behind us. I think it's a roller coaster.
Yeah, the Great Northeaster.
Yeah. Right. That'll be right behind us. So that's cool. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather is expected to be good, right, Justin?
Yeah, I believe I can check it right now, as a matter of fact. I know it's supposed to be sunny, and, you know, it will be a little bit colder as we get towards, like, the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour, because you got the ocean breeze. So I would bring a hoodie, bring a jacket, but for the entire event time, let's see, Wildwood, New Jersey, we are looking at... Of course, the thing doesn't want to load.
And yes, it will be streamed. It will be streamed for you, and we'll do it on YouTube. We'll have the show on YouTube like we do every day. But there's something special about being there in person. I guess the question is it going to rain?
No,
not going to rain,
it's going
right?
to be partly cloudy, but the high we're looking at is about 68 degrees, but the low will be in the 60 to high 50s. So I would bring a hoodie, bring a jacket, bring a nice warm bunch of clothes that you can throw on as we get later into the festivities.
Thank you, Justin, for your fashion tips. We appreciate it. Justin's Fashion Friday tips.
Well, we don't want anybody catching a cold.
We do not. This could be a sponsored segment. Brought to you by Foreman Mills. And in the end, you can go, Foreman Mills. Try it.
Foreman Mills.
There you go. You can buy a jacket and a hoodie and a hat. I got this nice collection over here, Zioli Army stuff. $150. Look at that. Beautiful. Made in China. Some knockoff on the internet. Because I don't think we have them in the store anymore. Do we? I don't know. I haven't checked, but probably should. So, yeah, do that. Bundle up. If you have Zioli Army sweatshirts, wear them. Hats, beanies, Zioli Army beanies, wear those too. Make America Great Again hats, wear those. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's this Friday, coming up October 10th. Now, as far as the what happened today on Capitol Hill, all I can tell you is I'm amazed. I think we all are. The level of spying that occurred on Republicans, eight of them. Eight Republicans spied on. Their phones were spied on. And Pam Bondi, the attorney general, was discussing this today on Capitol Hill. The Democrats don't care. Now, that's the amazing thing about this, is that we have witnessed the weaponization of government. We have watched as the Democrats use the power of law enforcement to go after their political enemies, and the Democrats just don't care. They're not concerned in the least. In fact, they were trying to justify what Jack Smith was doing. What's the justification to spy on elected United States senators? What is the justification for the executive branch of government to listen in on the phones of United States senators? A co-equal but separate branch of government from the executive branch that has oversight of the Justice Department. What's the purpose of that? And eight of them. Wow, what was this, some sort of grand plot related to January 6th? Eight Republican senators spied on by Jack Smith, the so-called special counsel, who, as you know, was not a special counsel because he was never confirmed by the United States Senate. He was not a United States attorney. Merrick Garland did not have the ability to appoint him to that position, so he never met the standard for that, ever. Just remember that. That's why when people call him a special counsel, I don't like using that term, because it never was. Jack Smith was a psycho, anti-Trump obsessed lawyer, and the guy was obsessed with getting Trump. He never stopped in all those years, and he wasted so much money on the American taxpayers. So much money. Here's CNN's Jeffrey Toobin pulling out his wonderful analysis on Jack Smith securing GOP lawmakers' phone records during his Trump probe. This is amazing to me. The fact that Toobin still has a job is amazing to me. I mean, honestly, and of all the people that have lost their jobs for less than that guy's done, it blows my mind, man. It really does. Just saying. I know good people who've been fired from jobs before. This guy still has his on CNN. Whips it out during a Zoom meeting and still has a job. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. It's just one of those things. But here's Toobin, cut 15.
I wonder what you make of this. I mean, was it an overreach on Jack Smith's part?
Well, not only wasn't it an overreach, it's not even news. Jack Smith cites these conversations in his report. So this is not like he was trying to keep this a secret. And remember what Jack Smith was investigating. He was investigating Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the election through the use of fake electors in Congress. He was lobbying members of Congress to do just that. That was evidence in the case. So it is, of course, appropriate for him to investigate the time and nature, or at least the time and the duration of calls with members of Congress. It's a complete non-story, except that Jack Smith was doing his job.
I just wonder also.
First of all, let's play this out here. So under the Elections Act is no longer on the books, all right, that they had on the law at the time of the January 6th High Holy Day of the Left. And Congress had the ability to reject the results and send them back to the states. How do I know? Because they tried when it was to certify Republican presidents every single time, typically led by Jamie Raskin, who objected as a member of Congress, did not have a senator to go along with it as per the for the law that was on the books at the time. And it was rejected by the vice president who was overseeing the count at the time, Joe Biden, in 2017. January of 2017, Raskin objected. Raskin objected to Bush's certification. Raskin and other Democrats objected to the certification of George W. Bush and President Donald Trump. Why were they not spied on? Why were they not surveilled? The Congress had the right under the law to send it back to the states. That was their right under the Electoral Count Act of 1860, whatever it was, 68. I had the right to do it. It was legal. It was lawful. It was perfectly within Congress's right to say, we reject these election results and we're sending them back to the states and then go back to the Electoral College and figure this out. That doesn't mean the outcome would have changed. I mean, it's very possible the Electoral College would have sent the same results right back to the Congress, in which case then they might have been out of luck. But the way the law was written, they changed that act afterward. But that was what the law was. And it gave them the ability to do so. So then what's the grounds to spy on Republican senators? For what purpose? I mean, obviously, the president was lobbying them to reject the results, and he had a right to do so because he has a First Amendment right as a candidate for the presidency to express his opinion to members of Congress. Just like everybody else has a First Amendment right to express their opinions to members of Congress. That's why when he said we're to go down there peacefully and, you know, let them know, you have a right to lobby Congress. So you could say, we don't want you to accept these election results. And there were lots of lawyers who were writing briefs about why they shouldn't. That's a moot point now, obviously. They did. They certified the electoral results. It was the opinion of the Vice President Mike Pence that his job was ceremonial, and they had the vote after, because, and I told you this on January 6th, too. I said this, or I guess it was January 7th, because I was in mornings, I think, back then. Yeah, it was. There was no way they weren't after the riot broke out. I mean, there were any chance of them sending it back to the states and rejecting the Electoral College results under and within the law of the Electoral Count Act of 1868 went out the window the minute the first piece of glass was broken, the minute the first person kicked the window. The minute the first person got into a fight with a cop. Like, the minute that happened and people started climbing the building, that was never going to happen. That was it. That was over. And sure enough, when they cleared the Capitol building out, the Democrats went in there with the Republicans and they all certified the election results. And that was that. So any chance you had of sending it back to the states as per the Electoral Count Act of 1868 was gone at that moment. But I don't understand, though, what spying on Republican senators after the fact, what that does. I don't understand that. Was there an attempt at some point to impeach Joe Biden? And then if so, like, think about this now. What does it say if the special counsel, and I'm going to use air quotes here because I don't think he rises to the level of a special counsel, but what does it say if the Justice Department of the United States is spying on senators who would serve as jurors in the impeachment trial of President Joe Biden? Think about that. See, again, this is where if the shoe was on the other foot, as they say, you'd have all kinds of national outrage. There was an effort in the House of Representatives to impeach Joe Biden. They felt that Joe Biden was corrupt, lied about his son's involvement with all these various probes and everything else, hid classified materials. And let's say that effort to impeach Joe Biden had momentum, and let's say they impeached Joe Biden like they had impeached Donald Trump. Now, those same senators who are being spied on by the executive branch have to serve as jurors in the trial of Joe Biden in the United States Senate. So does that sound like a conflict of interest to you? A little bit? A little bit? Tiny little bit, maybe? Just like a tad? And think of the outrage if Democrat senators who had to serve as jurors in the trial of Donald Trump's two impeachments had been spied on by his Justice Department. Could you imagine what they would be saying at MSNBC and CNN? Could you imagine the hair on fire from Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes, who you never would see their hair on fire at the same time in the same place, just for the record? They would be screaming about how this was witness intimidation. This is Chicago mob. This is Al Capone trying to rig the jury, know what the jurors are talking about. Oh, man. Imagine. Because that's what I don't understand. I don't understand what the point is of spying on these Republican senators and listening to their phone calls, eight of them, after January 6th, unless you think there might be an effort to try to impeach the president of the United States, which is totally lawful and within the right of Congress to do so, and you want to get a leg up on it. I don't know another reason. I don't. Because to argue that you're trying to do an investigation related to January 6th, when those eight senators were perfectly within their legal rights to reject the results under the Electoral Count Act of 1868, so it's not as if they had broken a law. What law was there to break? If they had voted no, if they had said, no, we're rejecting these results, they wouldn't have been breaking the law. They would have been within their right as a member of the United States Senate as per that act. So what criminal basis, what probable cause, what legal innuendo did you have to justify this, Jack Smith? And that's a question that we have no answer to, because the answer is he doesn't. He didn't. And I'm just saying that as members of the Senate, they have oversight over the executive. And the Constitution says that if the Congress of the United States feels the president has abused his power, bribery, high crimes, and other misdemeanors, then the Congress can impeach the president. The House impeaches, the Senate tries. So those eight senators are eight jurors in a potential impeachment of Joe Biden. I would like to know what the purpose of spying on them is, if not to then figure out what they would do. Now, I could tell you what they would do. They'd vote to probably impeach his ass. I mean, remove him from office. I don't need to spy on them to tell you that. I just have to listen to what they're saying on Fox News. So what is the point? Really? What's the point of spying on Marsha Blackburn? What does the United States Justice Department gain from that? January 6th is long in the ashbin of history. Joe Biden he's the president of the United States. Donald Trump is down in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. What is the purpose? Help me understand this. Toobin says it's the normal course of investigation to January 6th. How so? It already happened. It's in the past. Any communications they have going forward are immaterial to what led up to it. It already happened. It's in the past. It's history. What is he going to call up some of the Proud Boys and go, let's do it again this January 6th, have an anniversary tour? For what? There's no more certification coming up. The next certification happens in 2025. So what crime are you looking to prevent, out of curiosity? Another January 6th? They can't have one, because you're not certifying the election results until 2025. So what great crime are you looking to prevent by spying on these Republican senators? Honestly. And if you're looking to prevent a coup d'etat, last time I checked, impeaching a president and removing him is not considered a coup. It's considered constitutional and part of the legislative branch's powers of a check on the executive. So I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But I would like answers to this. Here's Trump responding to that when he learned the news. He was on Newsmax. This is cut number 16. Take a listen.
Jack Smith, we just found out that he had some of your key allies under surveillance. Wiretapping, finding their phone records, everybody from Tommy Tuberville, Lindsey Graham, Bill Hegarty, Senator from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? I did not know. Nobody had any idea.
A little while ago, I did. He was a sleazebag, Jack Smith. He was a bad guy, terrible guy, always went too far. He was a violent, horrible prosecutor, and he's paying the price. I tell you what, people, what he did to the lives of so many people, and he tried on me. This guy was a bad guy. And you know, the reason he lost is because he went too far. When you go too far, sometimes you get away with it, but they didn't get away with it here. Jack Smith was a sick person.
He was. He was obsessed. Sick and obsessed. But he also, in my opinion, violated the Constitution with this absolute overreach of the executive branch spying on the legislative branch that has the power of oversight over the executive branch. Why is that not being discussed? I mean, I understand that sometimes I understand sometimes my analysis might be like a day ahead of everybody else catching up. That's okay. I don't mind. You know, that's why we're here. That's why you're the smartest, funniest, and most loyal audience in all of radio. Maybe by tomorrow everybody will be putting it in the context, but I feel like that should be the context. This isn't just a matter of spying on Republican senators and listening to their phone calls. This is a matter of spying on potential jurors in an impeachment trial of Joe Biden when the House Oversight Committee was looking into impeaching Joe Biden. When the House of Representatives had serious evidence of collusion between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden with regards to Joe Biden's abuse of power as vice president of the United States and helping his idiot crackhead son get lucrative consulting projects and then using the firing of the prosecutor, the threat of withholding $1 billion in U.S. aid as leverage. There was legitimate grounds for the House of Representatives to consider an impeachment of Joe Biden. In which case then, Marsha Blackburn and all these other people that you just heard listed would have been seated as jurors, sworn in by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, to vote on whether or not to convict or acquit the President of the United States, thus removing him from office. So why is the executive branch spying on the jury pool? Why is no one framing it in that context? I don't understand that. Hopefully by tomorrow they will. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you would like to weigh in on everything we are discussing today. I do want to tell you, Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there, they are fantastic. I love the work that they do. If you need a new roof, you will have the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business, with a lifetime warranty. Emmons is platinum certified by Owens Corning, which means that you'll have that lifetime warranty. I love the work they do. I love the roof, the siding, the windows and doors that they've done for me in my house. In our old house, they remodeled the kitchen and remodeled the bathroom. Did a fantastic job. Bridget was thrilled, and that's what really counts, right? Happy wife, happy life. You will get incredible professionalism from Emmons. Your home will have protection and peace of mind, and you'll save 10% off just for being my listener. They are going to give us tomorrow the design proposal for the kids' bathroom remodel. I'm really excited to see what they've come up with. The design team at Emmons can do great things for your kitchen and bathroom. And they'll never tell you, like I said, you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, have the peace of mind of knowing you're getting American-made, durable roofing products from Owens Corning with the platinum certified contractor. So they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, the Jersey Shore. Winter is coming. I hate to say it. I know it's hot out today, but it is coming. So make sure you are covered with my friends at Emmons. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. It is Tuesday. I'm really happy that you're joining us today. Friday will be in Wildwood. A bunch of people I know are staying at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, Friday night. I am not, however. I got to head to another event, actually, after this event ends. So I got to head right out of Wildwood to go to another event. It's just going to be a busy... This is kind of a crazy time from now until Election Day. It's kind of nuts. Actually, what's interesting about New Jersey politics, and I think I volunteered on my first campaign, I want to say when I was in sixth grade. I know, putting out lawn signs. The League of Municipalities convention happens in Atlantic City the week after the election. It's the week before Thanksgiving, so I guess that would be like a week or two after the election, depending on the calendar, but it's usually the Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the week before Thanksgiving. Anyway, in election year for governor, everybody is going 100 miles an hour basically until the league. Because if your guy wins, it's like if Jack wins, the league of municipalities is going to be, I mean, we were hanging out with him last year in Atlantic City at the league at various different events, and I was chatting with him, and you know, and Jack is like legit. I texted him the other day, and he actually texted me something, and he's a legit friend of the show. Like, he really appreciates every time we've had him on. He's grateful for all that. We'll be going, it'll just be epic to say that he'll be the governor-elect if we pull this off, if we get this, if we make this happen. I mean, that's going to be amazing. Now, if Mikey Sherrill wins, that League of Municipalities convention will have a much different feel to it, because everybody's going to be preparing for the return of windmills. That's going to be number one. I'm telling you, the first thing she's going to do, if she gets in there, is she is going to fight to bring back the windmills, the massive monstrosities off the Jersey Shore. Absolutely 100%. She will go all in on the environment, all in on the green nonsense. And the second thing is she will start doing what they're doing in Chicago and declaring Newark and Camden as ice-free zones. Don't doubt me on this. I'm telling you, the reason why is Mikey Sherrill has a ton of ambition. Jack has already said, if I win, I'm running for governor again, but that's it, and I'm done. I'm not running for president. I'm not looking to, and if I lose, then that's it. I'm going to the beach and, you know, going to enjoy retirement, and that's the end of it. Mikey Sherrill will run for president, possibly in 2028. There's no doubt in my mind about it. She's an ambitious person, and if she wins, there's a pathway for her to run for president. And you know, the thing about it is that if I were advising her, I would tell her to do it. Don't get mired in Jersey politics. It's the mistake that Chris Christie made. If Christie had run in 2012 and everybody was telling him to, he might have won. He probably would have been the Republican nominee. He might have even beat Barack Obama. It's very possible. Again, it's hard. You know, Monday morning quarterbacking this stuff is always easy, but think about it. Superstorm Sandy hits that weekend. He would have been governor of the state and the Republican nominee had he won the nomination. Dealing with that response, which everybody said, you know, he did a great job with. I mean, for all the criticisms of Chris Christie, he handled the Superstorm Sandy flawlessly. I mean, you know, give credit where it's due. He did a fantastic job with that. And the nation would have watched the Republican nominee for president dealing with his state as a massive, unprecedented storm destroyed the North Jersey coast and inland going all the way into central Jersey, which doesn't exist, obviously. And, you know, I mean, you know how bad it was. You remember the log flume ride, Seaside Heights, the roller coaster in the ocean? Remember those pictures from Seaside Heights? But instead, he got mired in Jersey politics, and he put his sights on re-election. But Bridgegate, the beach, him on the beach, that famous meme of him sitting in that chair, one of the dumbest political moves I've ever seen in history. Got to call it like you see it. That was dumb. Close the beaches and you sit in the chair. That never would have happened. Bridgegate never would have happened. The stupid, you know, closing of the time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. That doesn't happen either. So the advice would be, you'll be a national star, you're young, you're a woman, run for president, and then in order for her to do so, she will go even further left than she already is going right now. So on day number one, as selfish as his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, was because he wanted to run for president, Mikey Sherrill will do the exact same thing on steroids. She will come in and sign all of these wacky executive orders, and she will go far left, and she will set her sights on heading to Iowa and South Carolina. She'll be a national star on the national stage, the woman who defeated Donald Trump's guy for governor of New Jersey and doesn't like pork roll. And as a result of that, New Jersey will suffer. Because think of the Democrat Party today. The Democrat Party today is the party of Zora Mamdani. It is the party of AOC. AOC, who now says she wants her supporters to go and mock MAGA men. So there'll be a lot of MAGA men joining us in Wildwood on Friday as we save Jersey, make Jersey red again, Jersey first, whatever we're calling this thing. Return to the Wildwoods, whatever it is. A lot, and AOC wants her supporters to be out there mocking MAGA men. MAGA men like Benny Johnson and Mike Donahue and Matt Rooney and me. That's the Democrat Party today. There's no lane for a 1992 moderate, or at least a 1992 pretend moderate. That doesn't, not now. You know, maybe in 4 years. I mean, it's possible that, in 8 years, excuse me, not in 2028. But it's possible in, so I guess that technically would be 7 years. Maybe the party goes, the pendulum swings just so far to the left with Mamdani and all the craziness he does as mayor of New York City, God forbid. And then it just swings back to that. Possible. I don't know. I can't see the future. Sometimes I can, but maybe. But until then, you want the nomination, you got to show you're crazy. You got to show you're all in on the Green Deal and climate change and all the other kookery and defund the police and anti-ICE and standing up to Trump. And guess what, New Jersey? You will become the political petri dish for presidential candidate Mikey Sherrill. I guarantee it. Because that's the smart play. The smart play is run for president. Don't get mired down in Jersey politics. If you have your sights set on the White House, run now. Don't serve out because there's only trouble waiting for you down the line. The longer you stay in Trenton, the more likely it is you're going to do something or something's going to happen that's going to hurt your chances in the future. And somebody may get in there and be there for 8 years. And by then, you'll be an ex-governor. The timing doesn't work. So run now. Run in 2028. I'm that's the advice I would give her. Well, first of all, the advice I'd give her would be to drop out and go do something else with your life. But no, I'm serious. If I were a paid Democrat strategist, 100% I'm giving her that advice. Run. What the hell you got to lose? Who cares if you're a new governor? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're a fresh face. That's what the party needs. Blah, 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 blah. But you got to show everybody you're willing to fight Trump. So what are you going to do on day one? Well, I'm going to make New Jersey an ice-free zone, an abortion paradise, and windmills. We're going to have even more of them. What did Murphy want? 1,000? We'll have 5,000. You know what I mean? We'll find the last piece of coal and we'll take it away from that energy plant and we'll put it in a museum. That's the kind of crazy stuff we'll have to deal with for her own personal ambition. That's also the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man. He'll give you a great smile, and you should get your perfect smile today from going to see him at VanariaDental.com. Back to the issue of these senators being spied on. I want to play a couple clips for you. This is Senator Joni Ernst, blasting the deep state Biden administration for targeting Republicans. And the question I keep asking is, why is there not outrage that the executive was spying on the potential jurors who would have to sit in judgment of Joe Biden should the House of Representatives impeach him? Why are people not framing it in that context? Because in my mind, this is witness tampering and jury intimidation, even worse. Cut number 30.
Right now, we're going to talk with her, Senator Joni Ernst of the great state of Iowa, member of the Armed Services Committee, chair of the Small Business Committee. Great to see you today. This has been so much more, I think, than maybe even the American public knew about. I mean, there's so many gaps between what was going on and what we think we know. Can you speak to the headline today?
Absolutely, Harris. Thank you so much. And it truly proves to the American people there is a deep state that exists within our federal government. And I will remind every one of your viewers, Harris, that every time President Donald Trump moves a muscle, you will hear the wailing of the Democrats, the gnashing of their teeth, and the wringing of their hands about how he is a threat to democracy. And yet here we have concrete evidence and proof that it was President Joe Biden and his deep state operatives that went after Republicans, anyone in opposition. It was Joe Biden. Chew on that a little bit, Democrats. There is not a word that I have heard yet coming out of that judiciary hearing from the members of the Democratic Party that are pushing back on what was done in this former administration to President Donald Trump as a private citizen and as the members of this distinguished body, the United States Senate. This has got to end, Harris. We do need to get to the bottom of this. But again, this is the Democratic deep state. This is not a Republican threat to democracy. It is the Democrats.
Thank you, Justin. Let me jump in here. And for what purpose? Why? This argument that it was about January 6th and the electors and the fake electors and the... First of all, as I mentioned, the Electoral Count Act of 1868 gave the senators the ability, gave the Congress the ability to reject the Electoral College results. So what is the grounds then for spying on senators? After Joe Biden was certified as president by these same Republican senators. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know what you're looking for here. If I'm a judge and I'm authorizing this, and this is what I want to know, what was in that application for this warrant to spy on these Republican senators, to tap their phones and listen? What was the basis for this? And if I'm the judge and I'm sitting there, I'm going, why do you need to listen to their phone calls now? January 6th happened already. It's in the past. Joe Biden's been certified president. What crime are you looking to prevent? And what crime are you looking to uncover? Because there was no crime that was committed that day by senators. And even if they had voted no on certifying Joe Biden, that's still not a crime under the Electoral Count Act of 1868, which was the law that was on the books on January 6, 2021. So what was the crime? I really don't understand this. Here's Senator Loomis on the FBI tracking her phone. Cut 31.
He supported President Trump.
Senator, shock was the word that your colleague Ron Johnson from Wisconsin used earlier today on Fox Business. Listen.
It should shock, it should outrage every American. Quite honestly, by now, it should be obvious to every American that it's not the Republicans that are a threat to our democracy. It's President Obama, it's President Biden, it's the radical leftists that have served and support them.
So the FBI tells Fox that his team tracking the senators were able to see which phone numbers they called, Senator, the location the phone call originated, to your point a moment ago, and the location where it was received. What other information have you been given from the FBI about the tracking that occurred?
I only know what you just recited. And so more work has to be done, both by the FBI and the Department of Justice, as well as those of us who are on this list, to find out what were they after. Did they think we knew something that they didn't want us to know about the 2020 election? I mean, obviously, your mind goes in a variety of different directions, but it all leads to one place. What Ron Johnson said is right. It is the Democrats who are now accusing Republicans of being insurrectionists and garbage and using terminology for us. They were deploying the very techniques they're accusing us of doing.
If I could ask you just one quick question before we go.
You know, and that's the key, right? I don't understand anything about this whole thing about the 2020 election. I don't get what that means. You know what I mean? It happened already. What evidence is there? Even if you have a senator who calls up a friend and is like, yeah, man, We almost stopped Biden from becoming president as per the Electoral Count Act of 1868 and rejected the Electoral College results as per the law that we were entitled to do under. This notion that you're going to find that they were working side by side with the Proud Boys and other people, that is an excuse. You know it, and I know it. This was an excuse to listen to their phone calls and to spy on these members of the United States Senate. That's what this was. Senator Loomis continued on this. They're just in disbelief. That's how I would feel if I was a Republican senator. And could you imagine if this was done to Democrat senators by Donald Trump while he was going through his impeachment? If his Department of Justice was listening in on the jury pool? Because that's what these senators are. They are jurors in an impeachment trial of the president of the United States. Could you imagine? Cut 32.
You know, I have had a meeting with Deputy Director Dan Bongino. He called everyone in who you just named that was on that list, and they were shocked. We were all shocked. And in some cases, we can't figure out what sort of string the yarn has taken to pull us all together and why they would have chosen those of us who are on the list to be investigated, to be spied on. So it was interesting as senators were coming in the room, and Dan Bongino was showing them the memo that I just showed you, their reaction was, this is unspeakably unconstitutional. What is my name doing on this list? And then thinking back to the time around January 6th, who did I talk to? And we were all in disbelief that the Biden administration would do this to Republican U.S. senators. All that we have in common that we can figure out is that we supported President Trump.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got for you. I got nothing else. All right, as we continue along the show here today, it's great to have you. I want to remind you, Friday, big day coming up in Wildwood. I'm so excited about this. I want to see you there. And then Monday, the 13th, we got our buddy Jack Carr joining us for Politics and Pints. And you know, Cry Havoc, his book is out today. Today's the day. Cry Havoc launch day is right now. So you're going to see Jack in person. We'll talk about the state of the world, the state of the military. We'll talk about all these matters related to the weaponization of our government, his Amazon Prime specials, what's in the works for the future, his experience as a Navy SEAL. You know, all these things are exciting, and he loves taking questions. And all these events we do with Jack Carr, he always loves taking questions. He loves getting to say hello to every single person there. So please join us for Politics and Pints, Monday the 13th, 7:30 p.m. I got the text message today, you know, the automated text message from the Jack Carr universe about the event, which means now it's going out to all of his people who don't necessarily listen to our station or our show. So I want to make sure you get those tickets before they're all gone. Okay, so do that, please, right now before it's too late. And I was talking to somebody earlier today about Dr. Mike Veneria. And he asked me, he said, did your mom really find him for you? And I said, well, of course. I mean, first of all, everything I say on the show is true. But secondly, yeah, my mother needed complicated dental work done, went to Dr. Mike Veneria and said, Rich, why are you not going to him? And I said, it's a great question. And we decided to start going to Dr. Mike. It's that simple. And now he's our family dentist. And he gave my wife a beautiful smile upgrade last year. She needed to have her veneers replaced. He gave her beautiful caps. And her smile has never looked better. Looks absolutely beautiful. She's happy. And that's what counts. Dr. Mike is a great guy. For 12 years in a row, 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized among his peers as the expert, the expert that other experts send their patients to. And that says a lot, says everything. He's got an office in Cinnaminson and Woodbury right over the bridge. And this day and age, you've got your choice of these chain dental offices that are out there. And you can also go to the closest dentist, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to go to see Dr. Mike Veneria because he's the best of the best. And he'll make you feel good and you will love having a great smile. So stop putting it off. Get a free implant consultation. If you need complicated stuff, crowns, dentures, whatever it is, dental implants, he's your guy, my guy, the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's interesting, Justin and Matt? I was noticing some of the comments when I was ranting about the morning show this morning. People don't always know when I'm joking around. You notice that?
They never do. It's crazy.
That's why? I don't get it. I don't get it.
My favorite was when that one caller thought that you actually were encouraging children to smoke cigarettes.
Shout out to Al in media. What a guy.
Yeah, that's right, with the Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em campaign to help fund the Philly schools, where the kids get skin in the game.
Rich Scioli, big tough guy, F off.
Oh, lighten up, people, come on. Gotta have some fun in this world. But no, in all seriousness, they should play my clip and not Pressler's. BS. I'm gonna file an HR complaint. Just kidding. Relax. Everybody's very jumpy. And you know what it is? I think Linda Kearns is at fault, DeSantis, because she's got everybody worried about lawsuits now, you know, for going after you.
Good. I think you're on their best behavior around me.
Just saying. Oh, by the way,
that's an elitist take.
Isn't that an elitist take? Yeah.
Oh,
totally.
You're not nice to me. I'm going to get my lawyer to sue you.
Well, that's not very nice, Justin. I'm going to send a text to Linda right now.
I'm already named in the deposition. I don't care. It's you can't threaten me with what's already happening, bud.
You know, not for air. This is just between us. Katie Miller's on with Will Cain. I think you talk about outkicking your coverage, man. Stephen Miller, that guy outkicked his coverage. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. I would never say that on air, obviously, but I don't want that getting back to him, but, you know.
By the way, speaking of Stephen Miller, did you see that AOC has issued a rebuttal to her video that she posted yesterday saying that he was like 4'10" and making fun of his height?
She's an idiot. Do you have that?
Did you load that by chance?
Yeah, it's good to go.
All right. Cool, yeah. Do we have a rebuttal?
We have it.
Oh, good. All right. Let's do that on the other side. I'll tell you what Stephen Chung, the White House communications director, came out and said in response to AOC's first video. We'll go from there. We'll talk about the shutdown, everything that's happening with that, and the latest on the race in New Jersey. We got a lot to get to. 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.